Hey, what's happening? This is Miles Kennedy from Flash and the Conspirators. This is the weekly takeover on Pirate Rock.
Hi, Frank. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Awesome. So,
hanging out in Hollywood here.
You are in Hollywood?
Yeah.
That is so cool. I love that place. Is there any specific store that you like?
Any specific store?
I love Bath & Body Works.
Oh, yeah? store-wise, I might have to go with Amoeba Records.
Yeah, of course. Of course you would put
aside
a record store.
Aside from all of the Melrose, aside from all of the Melrose clothing stores and whatnot. I might actually say the jewelry company, the rock and roll jewelry company, The Great Frog. I don't know if you're familiar. But
no, I haven't heard about
that
one.
They're from London, and it's... Yeah, a lot of rock and roll history with them, and I've had a few rings made with them, and they're just great people. It's a great store. I definitely recommend it.
That sounds cool. I have to check it out the next time I'm there.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's do this. You guys are just releasing the new album, Living the Dream.
That's true.
So my first question is, like, how did you end up with this group?
Well, I was touring with another band for about a year, and they were called The Cab. It was kind of more of a pop rock band, but I had been friends with Brent Fitz, the drummer. We all live in Vegas, but we had just been, you know, coffee buddies. We would talk and hang out, and the short version here is that I was on tour with that band in Canada on Super Bowl Sunday in Toronto, and he hit me up and he said, hey, dude, we're auditioning guitar players. It's kind of a private audition, but if you can make it down here, you know, fly in and we'll audition you and see how it goes. You know, just we'll play some Guns N' Roses tunes and some Slash solo stuff. And so I flew in the next morning and auditioned, played about four or five songs, and kind of walked away thinking, regardless, if I didn't get the gig, at least, you know, I got to jam Paradise City with Slash. That was pretty cool. You know,
and then, so cool.
I think it was about 3 days. Yeah, 3 days later, I got a call personally from Slash, and he's just like, hey, you want to be in the band? Of course, I said yes. So
oh,
it's
my
been
God.
About 6 years now, if you could believe it.
How was that feeling, though?
Version, but how was what, sorry?
The feeling when you got the call from Slash.
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was just very easygoing and very casual, considering the magnitude of what it was, you know, for me personally. But it was awesome. He was very cool. He's like, hey, you know, if there's any questions, anything I could do for you, let me know. But by unanimous decision, we want you in the band. And so, you know, definitely honored. Yeah, I'm still honored to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And to have created a new album with the band, you know, 6 years later. It's pretty crazy.
That is so cool. What a story. When you hang up with him, were you doing like the happy dance and stuff afterwards?
We could consider it the happy dance. Sure, there was maybe some juggling, some twirling around. I don't know. we'll have to think about that. But yeah, it was definitely a celebratory moment. It was awesome. And we ended up going on tour. I had to finish a couple more runs in Australia with that band, and then learn all of Slash's, you know, all the repertoire that I wasn't 100% familiar with, because, of course, we all know the Guns N' Roses tune, but, you know, I had to really get down on it, and within a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
When I left that band, I went right on tour with Slash. It was immediate, and then I was gone for, you know, 2 years right off the bat. And it's cool, though. You know, touring with Slash is definitely a whirlwind. I mean, you're in a situation with a guy who only wants to play guitar. And that's the coolest thing, because, you know, I think that's what we all want to do, whether it's guitar or drums, you know, if you're a musician.
Yeah.
And it's motivating.
How is it to work with these people in this group?
Well, I'd say, considering I joined at, I think I was 23 when I joined the band, and so I'm 29 now. And, you know, each guy in the band is at least a couple decades my senior, but what's great is that, I mean, we all vibe, you know, we're on the same vibe, I guess. You know, we're all very similar in a lot of ways, but they have this much more experience as musicians that I feel like I get to go to school off of every day, you know?
Yeah.
Even though we're all in the same boat, I am, you know, still learning from these guys, and it's just, it's great because again, they're just on another level. And so
it's like the best teachers.
Definitely inspirational, you know.
Yeah. Would you say that anyone in this group takes on like a particular role, like, hey, I'm going to be the funny dude, or I'm going to be the annoying one, or I'm going to be like the one who is your mom or when your mom is not there?
Well, I would say if anybody's the class clowns, I will volunteer as class clown number one, and we'll say number two is Todd Kearns, the bass player. There's no doubt about that. It's mostly when we're driving to the venue in a big van together as a group, it's usually me and Todd talking loud enough for everybody to hear us.
Yeah.
Not trying to annoy anybody, but you could definitely hear us talking about some movie quote or something, and they all chime in eventually, but I feel like, we tend to break every silence in every context.
Do you often
we're definitely the class clown.
Do you often get the evil eye?
Oh yeah, we'll say it's an evil eye on the back of their head. in the van, they're driving. Yeah, we're driving straight. They're definitely looking at us from behind. So funny.
Slash was so kind with his answer. He's like, no, everyone is at the same level and everything. I guess he just didn't want to put anyone out there.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. It's like, there's definitely. I think we're all pretty even keeled as a unit, but we're all laughing. Everybody's having a great time. But I think if anybody's the loudest, if I had to say, it would definitely be me and Todd. no doubt about it. But yeah, definitely kind of in the same boat. But
so let's jump to the new album, Living the Dream. So what would you say were the inspiration for this album?
From the beginning, every time we've ever gone to a sound check, that's where all the riffs, all of Slash's riffs tend to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine he comes up with them in his head or, just that day at the venue or at the hotel room from the night before, he shows up, we get the sound check, plug in, he plays a riff, and then the whole band will just kind of, play the drum beat, throw a bass line down, and just all play some kind of rhythm, whatever, just get an idea going, and that was the format essentially for most of the albums, Apocalyptic Love. I had joined the band as soon as that album was finished.
Mm-hmm.
And then same format happened for World on Fire. And then when we were touring World on Fire, I was more of a part of the writing process, kind of, I was in and out with Living the Dream. And so it was just, I felt like it was the right, Slash has said it was a proper next step. As a unit, as this band, all five of us just getting back together and just kind of finishing those riffs. Just you had the Guns N' Roses reunion, and in between, we'd still talk. We got together, try to finish some songs, and then now it's it was just cool because once we all got back together, it felt very, just like it always has. We've known each other forever. It was just an organic 12 songs that just came out, and I'm proud of them. I think it's great. It's you could definitely hear the progression from the very first Conspirators album to this one.
Okay, that's so cool. How does it feel though? I mean, Slash is like really talented with the guitar and everything, and he lets you do all the riffs and play a lot of guitar on the album. How does that feel?
Oh, it's great, because I was more than happy in the beginning to support and, play those songs that he had made famous for years the best I could, just as accurate as possible.
Mm.
And, as it went on, it was, I believe that, the gaining of trust on, on his end, just like, so he understood, like, yeah, these guys are my guys, and this was the album I got to leave my mark on.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool because I feel like I know what works with his riffs. I think, and as time goes on, I feel like I've kind of gotten a pretty good idea of how, what would work underneath what he's playing.
Yeah.
And I think we both agreed at that point, so it just kind of gave it a shot, and he was very open-minded about everything. You know, anything I presented him, we'd always give it a shot. And if he didn't have anything he had already specifically written for one of his riffs, you mm-hmm. know, to play under it, you know, I had all the creative freedom to just kind of come up with whatever I wanted. And it worked out well.
That's so
and,
cool.
And to answer your question, it, you know, I feel good.
I bet you do.
You are listening to Pirate Rock.
Read Between the Lines. Tell me about that one.
Enough. That was one of the first. That was one of the first ones that I remember Slash playing. We were rehearsing for some side gig, you know, and he had kind of worked it out with Todd and Brent, and he was like, "Hey, why don't you try something over this?" And that was the first song. And you know, at first it started out my parts and kind of coincided with his. It was very Rolling Stones, like Some Girls,
mm-hmm.
kind of funky, groovy kind of song. And as time went on, that riff just got slinkier and slinkier. It was very cool because it went from, you know, the riff was just the riff, but then, you know, he did it on the wah pedal and it just had a different attitude. And it just became a lot harder rocking. The whole song just kind of got meaner. I don't know how else to explain it, but it's still groovy. So it's a it's a good one. And, you know, one of the first ones that we had to work on, or we got to work on as a five piece, you know, and it was great.
You are listening to Pirate Rock.
Sugarcane, because you are on that one too. That was your question. What do you, tell me about that song, Sugarcane.
Well, the origin of that was, I remember we were touring Belarus. We were in Minsk, Belarus, and Slash, by phone, sent me a riff. And he goes, "Hey, why don't we try this tomorrow at soundcheck? Just learn it, see what you think." So I learned it, and then at soundcheck, we kind of went over it, and then a couple months later, off the road, we all got together and kind of tried to polish this riff and put it into more of a, I don't know, an actual groove in a song. And it was funny because the riff was just so powerful, and the song kind of seemed to just have a basic bluesy element to it. It was just like a very standard kind of song. And then, I don't know, it's a Slash, being Slash, came up with this killer verse, and the riff, the verse, the chorus, and his guitar solo on this song specifically, I think it might be my favorite guitar solo on the album.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an example of just, like, it's got such a fun vibe. It's such, it's a fast song, and it's just, I don't know, it's definitely one of my favorites to play. I mean, the riff, any guitar player that hears it is going to spend some time trying to figure it out. It is so much fun. I'm really looking forward to playing that live. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, I don't play guitar by myself, but now I feel like I want to start playing guitar because you make it sound so easy and so much fun.
Yeah, now you have a goal. You have a, pick up the guitar, learn that riff, let me know how it goes.
I would just text it over to you.
You are listening to Pirate Rock.
I heard once you got a guitar lesson from Ryan Roxy. Is that true?
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Yeah. I did. Oh, yeah, he's Swedish. Well, I mean, you know, he's honorary Swedish.
Yeah.
Man, right?
Yeah, I talk to him sometimes.
So, yeah, he's a great guy. I've known him, I guess that would be going on about 14 years. Way back when I first started learning guitar, I'd already been a big fan of Alice Cooper, and I knew his band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a fan, I knew who they were. And then over time, just fast forward, I'm in his hotel room while he was in Phoenix, and we were in Phoenix at the same time, and he was just kind of showing me, you know, how to play like certain Alice Cooper songs and just some basics, and you know, just sharing some knowledge of a seasoned touring guitarist. And it was pretty cool because, you know, fast forward to, I imagine it was 2013, he was the Bandit Rock Awards.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar? In Sweden?
Yeah.
And then it was cool because, you know, Ryan, I believe, was aware that I was playing with Slash, but it was like the first time I saw him in a concert setting, and it was cool, in Sweden.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a fun story if you consider, you know, all the way from 15, learning how to play 18, you know, and then jamming in Sweden in front of him. It's pretty cool.
It's like a really cool journey.
Yeah, I would say so. Nothing about it. And he's a great guy. I just saw him not long ago.
He was actually one of our summer hosts here this summer, so he had his own show for 2 hours.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure he was playing all the good music.
He were.
He knows what he's talking about.
He definitely does.
Love
so,
it.
So I'm going to jump over to some fun questions. Are you ready, Frank?
Go for it.
Okay.
I am more than ready.
If you were to listen to the same group for your whole life, which music group would that be?
Oh, man. Well, let's see. There are... I'm going to say this. There is a few bands in my life that I will always listen to, and I will exhaust myself on these bands.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 3 months later, I come back and I do it again. And every single time I do that, I learn something new from these songs that I've heard a million times. One band is Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
The other... the Beatles.
Yeah.
And I'd say David Bowie. And those three artists, there's just so much to learn and then really absorb. So I'd say if I had to pick one, it would be the Beatles.
Okay. Good choice.
And I'm sure that's a common answer, but, I really mean it. You know, I learn more and more from them every day. It's like, you know, their harmonies, their songwriting structure, just everything they've ever done. It's just, there's so much to learn. It's amazing. I would definitely choose the Beatles.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
I understand why you would choose them, because they are freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So if you were to be a woman for one day, what would you do?
If I were to be a woman for one day?
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I've ever been asked this question. I would say I would sing, because female voices are the best. I'm sure there's many other things that I could accomplish as a woman in one day, but I'd probably go sing.
Okay.
It'd be effortless.
That is a rare answer.
Yeah, that's a safe one.
That is totally a safe one.
Yeah.
But hey, you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll stick by it.
Okay, next one. If you were to punch someone in the face, who would you punch?
Oh, man. If I were to punch someone in the face... Well, I have to think about that for a second. While I think of an answer, who would you punch in the face?
I mean, some politician, I guess.
You know what? I'll go with that. I'll say there's a handful of politicians that probably deserve it. You know, there's no doubt about it.
Or like a haircut or so.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Maybe if I can go back in time, maybe punch myself on the face, before making any sort of mistakes. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's how you learn anyway, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So next question. If you were to live in some kind of TV series, which TV series would you live in and why?
Let's see. I wouldn't say Breaking Bad. Because that's just chaos.
Yeah. A lot of drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say most likely Arrested Development. Are you familiar?
No, I haven't heard about
that
one.
That
no. What's it about?
It's like a defunct family that is just it's a comedy, and it's a very, very in-depth comedy. A lot of asides, a lot of nonsense, but the family, it's just all-star actors and the people that I love. But, I could definitely involve myself in some sort of television show. That would hands down be it. Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. Okay, I have to check that one out.
It is hilarious. Yeah, please, please do yourself a favor and get down with that.
I go to YouTube straight away.
Yeah, definitely. Please do.
Okay, last question. If you were to have some kind of superhero's power for let's say a certain time, which power would you have, and you are allowed to come up with your own one?
Well, if anything, I think the most useful would be, well, first of all, if this was a power, teleportation,
mm-hmm.
of course. As a touring musician, I mean, you could fly in the best seat in the house, but it's like, you know, it's still a flight. But teleportation,
mm-hmm.
and or time travel.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just love that more than anything. Come on, who wouldn't?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd have to go time travel or teleportation, which is kind of similar.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay, Frank, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me and Pirate Rock. And I heard that you guys have all the touring dates and you guys are coming to Sweden, so hopefully I get to see you in person.
Oh, I would love that. And believe me, I have the best time every time I'm in Sweden.
Okay, that's cool.
It's one of my favorite places. And I'm not just pandering. I really love it up there. It's
have you tried the Swedish meatballs?
Oh, of course. I've had some nice Swedish beers specifically and coffee.
Yeah.
It's just the best. I love it. Such a good time.
That is so cool. Hopefully I get to see you.
Oh, you will. You have to. We'll make sure of it.
So enjoy your day in Hollywood, and I will enjoy my day in Gothenburg.
sounds great. Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure talking with you.
I'll see you soon. Okay, bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, what's happening? This is Miles Kennedy from Flash and the Conspirators. This is the Weekly Takeover on Pirate Rock.